Head impacts and concussions caused by contact sports are a quickly growing epidemic among young athletes. When left undetected, concussions can result in long-term brain damage and may even prove fatal. We talked to both athletes and non-athletes to gain their perspective on the topic. We asked Ramapo student Deanna Nucci, do you think it's necessary for all levels of football to take precaution when dealing with concussions?
I think so. I see football players suffer from concussions a lot, actually. I watch football here and there, and I see a lot of players who get concussions and other head injuries, like, all the time.
Since 2013, 76.8% of reported concussions comes from high school football. We asked Ramapo student and former high school football player Jason Mitchell, during your time playing football, did you ever suffer from a concussion?
Yes, I have. My junior year of high school, I went down and went to the hospital and was diagnosed with a concussion.
How long were you out for?
A week.
Dr. Joel Ingersoll discusses his experiences with athletes dealing with concussions. Have you ever dealt with athletes that suffered from a concussion?
Yeah, I have actually. I've worked with many athletes who have suffered concussions, and my approach with them was both in an evaluative capacity, where I would do neuropsychological testing on them, but also in like a sports psychology, more therapeutic coaching way as well, in terms of their recovery and, you know, how we deal with that, and, you know, setting up them up with the best course of action, and also helping them through any spots of depression or anxiety that might have been associated with the concussion.
1 in 5 high school athletes will sustain a sports concussion during the season.
How do you help a player who suffers from a concussion heal it?
Well, I think that there's a lot of teaching actually that's involved, because, you know, look, athletes are competitive people. Right, they want to be on the field, they want to be back on the soccer pitch or whatever the sport is. So a lot of times what they do is they minimize their symptoms, or maybe they don't report them accurately because they want to get back and help their team. So really it's so significant in terms of like the healing process to really teach athletes what to look for in terms of post-concussive symptoms. So, you know, changes in their mood, changes in sleep habits, headaches, all kinds of different signs. It's really, really critical to increase their awareness of these things and then bring it to the attention of the appropriate medical staff. That's probably the key feature in terms of recovery from these types of injuries, of head injuries.
33% of high school athletes who have a sports concussion report 2 or more in the same year.
How long does it usually take for a concussion to subside?
That's a great question, actually. And what I always inform patients about who are coming in, who have had concussions, is that everybody is different. Everybody's recovery time is going to be a little bit different depending on the severity of the injury. So, you know, a lot of athletes might come in and say, like, hey, listen, my friend had a concussion and they were able to play in a week. Okay. However, you know, every case is different, and it's really important for athletes to recognize that there is no easy answer to that, you know, and that accepting that, you know what, this may take me a week, 2 weeks, a month, you know, 2 months to really recover from it, is really essential, you know, because it competes with their desire to get back onto the field. However, you know, the last thing that we want to do is put an athlete back on the field who's susceptible and still suffering from certain symptoms and make, you know, it worse and put them at risk.
Don't just let concussion symptoms go unnoticed. If you observe indications of a head injury or concussion, you should notify a doctor right away. Any suspected concussions should be evaluated with a concussion test and assessed by a medical professional. Concussion management is a critical component to ensuring a young athlete's safety in the future.